KSVY Sonoma.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Let me whisper in your ear, say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Ooh. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
This is Our Timeless Secrets, and our intention is to inspire heartfelt conversation through music and dialogue that ignite our passion and empower us to move in the direction of our dreams.
In other words, we're here to share our secrets and those of our guests for what works for us to make life go better than well. Our sponsors for this show are Large Leather and Sonoma Silver Company, both situated on the west side of the plaza here in Sonoma. Large Leather at 481 A 1st Street West, largeleather.biz, or 707-938-1042. I found it to be a most memorable experience. Any time I visit Large Leather, all of my senses go into overdrive as I experience the fabulous aroma of fine leather. I found this a superb spot for all kinds of leather accessories. The owners, Paul and Jessica, make everything of 100% leather, and I love their creations. Sonoma Silver Company, 491 1st Street West, 707-933-9000 or sonomasilver.com. Leona and Jim Talley have welcomed me into this haven of affordable, to me, elegance. I've enjoyed the luxury of poring over all the beautiful pendants, necklaces, chains and charms, and unique designer watches. And what's more, they have a jeweler on the premises. Oh boy, it is a no-brainer for me when I think of gifts for me and my family and friends. Large Leather and Sonoma Silver Company will get my business.
Good morning and welcome to Sonoma, California. My name is Harry Blum, and I'd like to introduce our host, Mari Best.
Well, good morning. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning, sweet.
Yeah, you know what? It's sort of a sleepy morning here in Sonoma, slightly overcast. And, you know, when I was walking through the park just now, even the ducks were taking a long line. I spoke to them, but they said, no, forget this. We're sleeping. So,
nice.
Yeah, it was a very sleepy walk. And, you know, we must also remember our newest sponsor, Kiala Healing. Kiala moved here recently from Hawaii, and she has set up an amazing practice, and She is a healing therapist, and I have had the pleasure of being under her spell, shall I say. And I can tell you, it was a wonderful experience. And later I shall give you some more information about Keala Healing. Meanwhile, that is spelled K-E-A-L-A-H-E-A-L-I-N-G, KealaHealing.com. So, what do we have on store today? Well, the show is entitled Listen. So are you what? Ready to listen?
What?
What did you say? You know, we miss so much. We're so focused on what we've got to do. Could we just change that to get to do? You know, perhaps we could soften it all up about those things that we're rushing around in a mad trance trying to get done before the day's end. And you know what? There is always plenty of time. Listen here. And in this hour, I hope to bring you lots of information on how listening can really, really affect your day. You know, so often we're listening to other people's opinions that we lose sight of our own. My children's program, which is entitled That Little Feeling Workshop, is all about teaching children to listen to their intuition. And you know, I want to tell you very clearly, the workshop is not just for children. It just so happens that I did my thesis on this in order to get my certification for coaching, and I'm so glad I did. I spent 2 years of my life just engulfed in this operation of putting this amazing little workshop together, and the children just loved it. And so that you will be hearing more about, but the main key of this thing is that they are listening, and they've been listening. Sometimes, however, we big grown-up adults keep thinking we should be telling them what to do. Well, listen to them. They have some other plans as they're coming in now. And I'm sure there are plenty of parents out there who are listening, and they're thinking, yeah, my child definitely knows what he or she wants to do. And they let me know in no uncertain terms. The whole thing is that when a child is taught how to connect to their thoughts and how to connect them to their feelings, a whole new world of opportunities open up to them. So listen and remember to honor the children, and then they'll start listening in return. What goes around comes around. Now I'd like to have you listen to Barbara Streisand. Children will listen.
Nothing's all black, but then nothing's all white. How do you say it will all be all right when you know that it mightn't be true? What do you do? Children will listen.
Children will listen, Barbra Streisand. And that line where she says, careful before you say, listen to me. Children will listen. So the whole point is when you're getting ready to share with your child, be sure that you are utterly resonating with what you're about to say, that the feeling inside you is so clear that there is no doubt in your mind that that you're sharing with them responsible information, because that's what it's all about, being responsible for our conversations and how we project to our children and the children in our lives. I have the greatest excitement of mentoring a child here in Sonoma, and I have to say it is such an honor, and I'm learning so much from her. You know, it's all about honing the senses and taking, like I said, taking responsibility for our actions based on our inner feelings of knowingness. We all know what it feels like to feel that in our gut when it's just right, it's just perfect. And the more we focus on what it feels like within us, the sooner we will be on track with our lives and start making decisions from a greater discernment of understanding, because our bodies are not going to lie to us. They will not lie. And with that in mind, I've come across a poem that I'd like to share with you, and it's entitled Familiar Friend. Each time that I am driven to the depths of deep despair, I find a familiar pattern whenever I reach there. I find that I am listening to the music of my soul, the harmonies and melodies that make me feel so whole. There is a constant rhythm, a nurturing I hear, that transcends the deepest sorrow and the constant nagging fear. The moment these sounds enter the channels of my mind, I feel the pain unravel and the torturing unwind. I feel so very fortunate that on this I can depend. It's the comforting and blessing of an old familiar friend. I thank God for my music and the lyrics given me. They're the reason I am living, and once again, I'm free. And when I have the distinct honor and pleasure of hearing these words through my spirit guides, Sophocles and Andante, I can't help but be so grateful, because they're significant to me, but they also, when I get the opportunity to share them with my world, they also help to make a difference for others. And that's my purpose in being here. And there is no secret about that. But right now, you know, I'd like to, Harry, I'm going to throw you under the bus.
All right, let's do it.
Well, so if there was one thing about listening that sort of comes to you right away, it's something that you heard, that you acted on, that you just are so pleased that you allowed that to resonate within you and act on it, what would you say that would be, perhaps?
My opportunity to work here at KSVY. Oscar had been speaking about looking for other jobs, and I saw the opportunity to send a message to Bob and say, hey, Bob, if something should happen, I would be interested in the opportunity. That was 2 years ago. It was perfect. It was absolutely perfect.
Perfect. Perfect. You knew it without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
And I remember the time leading up to that. You were sort of distracted, going in different directions, trying to find the perfect thing. And then when you allowed yourself to listen to what was going on inside in your response to those various opportunities that truly were not in line with your heart, you just jumped right in, and before you knew it, that was the perfect thing.
It arrived, yeah, it arrived absolutely on time.
I love that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, and you know, I can, needless to say, there are so many instances of listening and paying attention. And there are times, of course, when I have heard but not paid attention. And, of course, there are always reasons for that. And where we go in our path just after we have discounted something that might have been perfect, could have been, could have, would have, should have, well, we have yet another little offshoot to our journey, our path. We've taken a side road, but there's always a lesson on that side road. So never, ever regret the side roads, because they will show up as perfect. I mean, for instance, when we made the choice to come here, I would say it was 2 years prior that we were talking about the possibility.
Yes,
we
did.
And for some reason, we got diverted. And
it didn't resonate. It just didn't resonate.
And sure enough, we had another little journey to go in Milton, Delaware. We spent a little time
there. We had some work to do there.
And we met some amazing people, and we learned just how important it is to connect to like-minded people and to be in that type of environment. And, you know, it's all about honing our senses and taking responsibility for our actions based on our inner feelings of knowingness. Am I repeating myself? So often we neglect those inner feelings and allow our minds to rule our actions. Oh, yeah. Well, the mind's a wonderful tool. However, it's our inner feelings which are the most perfect barometer of what is best for us at any given moment. I find the best way to really get in touch with my feelings is to go and be quiet by the beach. And, well, Harry knows that. That's no secret.
That's her joy. That is Mari's joy. I love it, too. I absolutely love being at the beach.
And we hear, oh, my goodness, in the background, something that I have failed to do. Well, never mind.
Sorry, the Queen's calling.
The Queen is calling. Forgive me. I left my phone on. But it will be off in just a moment. I have no clue where it is at the moment. It is out of sight. So if you're hearing it, and you're on the phone, I'm sorry, I'm not available. So instead of listening to my phone ring, let's hear the music. This is an old song, a very old song that I am familiar with, and it's entitled Listen to the Ocean by Nina and Frederick, of all people.
There's a world of sun and sand, full of sky and far from land, where evening breezes caress the shore like a gentle comforting hand. Fragrant blossoms, honeybees, careless laughter upon the breeze, a lover's feet into pools of deep purple shadows among the trees. Listen to the ocean, echoes of a million seashells, forever it's in motion, moving to a rhythmic and unwritten music that's played eternally. Listen to the ocean, echoes of a million seashells, forever it's in motion, moving to a rhythmic and unwritten music that's played eternally.
Kiala Healing, recently relocated here from Maui. Kiala is an international therapist and HUNA teacher. Her gift is a passion for healing and helping others. Kiala has over 30 years of experience and will assist you in your life choices and direction by using her extensive background training in various disciplines to support you as you follow your path and live your purpose. Kiala has added reconnective healing to her practice. Contact Kiala Healing at 808-878-8650 or on the web at kialahealing.com. That's KIALAHEALING.com. Kiala Healing.
Okay. There we are. This is an opportunity for you to start thinking about how much time you spend listening and how much time you spend talking. And yes, I know talking is important. However, yay, listening is also important. And the one area of listening that Harry and I are paying close attention to right now is listening to our bodies and what our bodies need in the way of exercise, rest, and, of course, what we're ingesting. And it's very, very important that we stay ahead of the game, as this is what we're all about now, making a difference for our lives so that we can set examples for other people. And it's quite an undertaking, right, Harry?
it's an opportunity to change our whole being. It's not just a diet or it's a whole new way of eating, and it's fun.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying it. I am. I think the results make it more exciting to me.
Yeah.
Watching the results, yes.
Yeah, they're beginning to show up. They take time, and the greatest part of it is I feel a little more energetic every day. The more I'm beginning to get involved with my body and the foods that I'm choosing to eat, it's fun.
Yeah, I'm excited about this part of the journey.
Exploring those vegetables, yes. Aren't we?
Well, the book that Jessica recommended is kind of interesting, and we're just starting to get into it. It really works.
You know, we nurture ourselves in many ways, and the finest of all these ways, believe it or not, is breathing. And, you know, when we listen to our breathing, we get to understand how a nice deep breath brings that wonderful calmness. And it helps to sustain and nourish our brain as we explore possibilities. With each breath, we hold silent expectation of peace, love, and understanding. Breathing consciously brings us into each moment and creates consciousness of thought. And when we become more aware of each thought, we have the opportunity to make conscious choices. This is what I'm all about. Huh? Give choice a voice. In not only our thoughts, of course, but also in our actions. Life's here for us in this moment. Energy is here in this moment. We must use the energy wisely and be kind to ourselves. We breathe kindness into our thoughts about ourselves and honor our beings. Each moment is sacred and defines our path. We are love. We're joy, we're well-beings, and we are forgiving. Now, there's a big one. When we hear the word forgiving, and you're listening just now, and you're thinking, forgiving? Oh, well, I don't know if I want to forgive for what he did, or she for her for what she did. But you know what? If you're even contemplating it, listen, right now, it's time. It's time to forgive. Let go of anything that happened one moment ago. Just let it go and move on. This is the only way you can be in the moment, is to use that forgiveness ticket, because believe me, it's very, very necessary. And aside to that is that my little mentee was talking to me yesterday, and she was concerned about a couple of her friends who were in dispute, and they weren't wanting to talk to each other, and she wanted to know how she could go about showing them how to talk to each other. And I reminded her of a little book that I have and I'd given to her that I wrote. It called The Energy Discipline. And I said, there is a word in that book that begins with F, and it has to do with what you're talking about. And she didn't miss a beat. She didn't skip a beat. 9 years old, she said forgiveness. Right away, she got it. She knew. She understood. So I said, how can you be with them and show them that that works for you? And so she decided to tell me what she was going to say to these children. And I thought, this is divine. You know, how many times are we going to hear a little child get involved and help others by just showing her example? This is exciting to me. I love it. I love it. And, well, let me see now. Whatever your goals and desires are in this world right now, think about something, one particular thing in your life that you've really been wanting to do. Have you listened to the conversation that is stopping you? I really want to write a book, but I've got, I just don't have enough time. I haven't got all my material together. And all this diatribe of considerations comes spilling out of your mouth. And guess what? There is no book. And it keeps getting put off. We humans take great pride in listing our considerations as to why we can't achieve our goals and desires, and often we hold others responsible for the outcomes we're experiencing. And, you know, well, it just doesn't work. But meanwhile, it's time to take the first step. Take a deep breath and listen. What are you putting in the way of your goals? And meanwhile, how about this? Listen to Carrie Noble as she sings, "If No One Will Listen."
Told you there is strength in your tears, so you fight to keep from pouring out. What if you unlock the gate that keeps your secret soul? You think there's enough, you would drown if no one will listen. If you decide to speak, if no one is left standing after the bombs explode, if no one wants to look at you, what you really are, I will be here still. No one can take you where you alone must go. There's no telling what you will find there. And God, I know
And this is Our Timeless Secrets. Mari, your host, and Harry at the switch here, helping me, my sweet husband. Thank you, Harry.
You're welcome.
And I I'd like to remind you, if no one will listen by Carrie Noble, what a powerful song that is, and how often we have that conversation. Nobody's listening to me. I really want to do such and such. Well, you know, the truth about that is you're not listening inside, because if no one's listening to you, it means that you're not really ready yet. That's a strange thing to say, but you will find that out. Find it to be true as you go through and start connecting to how many times you failed to listen. And the one person that I know who is listening today is my dearest friend, Jeanette, all the way in Scotland. I happened to speak to her earlier, and she says, I'll be listening on my computer. And she says, I just have to have my dinner, and then I'll be going right upstairs to switch you on. So here's a big hello to you, Jeanette. We love you. And keep listening, because I've got some things for you to hear, some secrets. Actually, perhaps I should have listened to you when you said, don't go. No, no, no. The best thing I did was come to America. But I will say this, Jeanette, I miss you. And I certainly hope that you and Peter manage to get over here very, very soon. So with that, I could think of so many things to say about Jeanette, and but she has a wonderful come from in life, and I have listened to many things Jeanette has said. If anybody in my life could have thrown out considerations about not making it in life, Jeanette might have been one, but she never allowed anything that happened in her life to stand in her way of her good. And I really honor you for that, Jeanette. I just think, I've never said that to you, but you know what I'm talking about. And I'm pleased to say that you're still my friend after 67 years. That's not bad, huh? How many people say that they've got their childhood friends still in their life? Not a whole lot. And, you know, when we're discerning about something, we check into our heart and our feelings. Are we excited? Or are we fearful? Are we hesitant? How do we create a meditative state? Do we listen to music? Do we hear ourselves asking for what it is we really want? You know, there are so many ways to accomplish what it is we're trying to do. But the first thing that we want to really get in touch with is, how are we manifesting what we're getting? Is it because we're putting ourselves out there and saying, this is what I want to have happen? I know that the minute I started talking some years ago now about my children's program, that little feeling workshop, the minute I started talking about it with such passion and so much enthusiasm, people started dropping into my life that were connected to other people that helped me get my foot in the door. And that was with the Boys and Girls Club back in Annapolis, Maryland. And what a powerful exercise it was, because I was asking, first of all, for what I really wanted, and then listening to the feedback I was getting. You need to talk to so-and-so. You need to talk to so-and-so. And I didn't put it off. I got forward, and bingo. The minute I started talking about it and meeting the right people, it was just a no-brainer. It all fell into place. So with that, let's have a little Doobie Brothers. Listen to the music.
Oh,
Here on Our Timeless Secrets is where you can catch a glimpse of the mystical Mari. Mari is a certified intuitive success coach, a channel, ably assisted by her spirit guides, Esophocles and Endante. Mari is the catalyst for change. She will capture an audience to facilitate individuals on how to trust feelings and take responsibility for their lives, bringing them clarity, freedom, and peace. Mari uses the simple tools of laughter, song, and poetry, and her impish Scottish wit, and of course, her spirit guides, Esophocles and Endante, are always with her. Her message is simple. Give choice, a voice, and always come from a place of unconditional love. You can be coached by Mari via phone or on Skype or better still in person. 707-934-7717 or email at maribest@gmail.com. That's M-A-H-R-I best as in the very best @gmail.com or on the web at maribest.com.
Well, you know, about relationships, I know with my relationship with Harry that there are times, of course, when things are perhaps a little fraught. You know, perhaps we're a little fussy with one another, and Harry may say something, and I'll think to myself, wait a minute now, that's not true. He might be saying something about me, and I think I want to rebel or I want to get up against him on that particular subject, and then I stop and I listen. And you know, there's a time, and I'm saying this right in front of him, and this is a shock to him too.
<Da-da-da-da>.
The truth is that what he's saying is the truth, and it's my truth, and I haven't really paid attention to it until that moment when he, perhaps in a moment of frustration, spat it out. And that can happen, but you know, sometimes we need to take responsibility for what we're hearing too, and although it may feel a little painful right at that moment, the truth is, it has resonated on some level with us, and so it's a good time then to check in and see, well, could there be some truth in this? Because, you know, that's the only reason it has resonated. I want you to know that. That is another thing that comes from listening, because you just have to give it a chance. Be open to the possibility that what someone is saying, the way it is resonating within you, there's a reason for that. So be responsible and just give yourself a moment to think it over and see on what level does that connect with you. You know, we're all walking around here and we're actually, it's like we're each radio stations and we're all have our own frequencies, but when we connect with one another, we're generally on the same frequency. That's why we enjoy being together. That's what's all part of the frequency alignment, shall we say. And so when we're dependent on others in relationship, we must also listen. When these disputes come about and we want to blame someone in a relationship, we need to think about that, because as this next song will elicit, this is Beyoncé singing Listen. See what you think.
Listen to the song here in my heart, a melody I start but can't complete. Listen to the sound from deep within, it's only beginning.
pushed aside and turned into your own, all 'cause you won't listen.
Listen, Beyonce. Choose to listen. Remember, this is my motto. Give choice a voice. And added to that, listen. Be really discerning in your choices based on listening. This is your life, and it's not a time to blame others for where you are. You get to choose and keep your power. Take responsibility and find the freedom that you truly desire. I want to thank our sponsors, Large Leather, Sonoma Silver Company, and Kiala Healing. Thank you all for supporting me in this show, Our Timeless Secrets. And Harry, thank you all that you do to make this come alive.
My pleasure.
We love you all, and we'll see you next week.
And
song. May no trouble travel your way. May no worry stay to May